You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we asked for your phone calls, and we will go right to those phones. Let's hear from Johnny B. in Pittsburgh. What's up, Johnny B.?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. First off, well, I know I'm not supposed to say that, but if I'm going to go to one quarterback, he threw the best touchdown pass in Super Bowl history. That's you know, Benjamin Roethlisberger. But do you guys remember how I called up before the season started and said Josh McCown was going to have a great, great season, resurrect his career?
Yes, I do.
He's doing pretty good by far. Let me ask you one last thing. What do you take of Paul Kruger having 28 plays only? One thing, give my boy Jeffrey Myers a shout-out, but what's up with him playing 28 downs only last week?
You know, Jim O'Neill addressed that question when talking at his press conference yesterday, and it had a lot to do with the plan going into the Ravens game and each individual outside linebacker playing a specific role in a certain package. And I think that with the emergence of Armani Bryant with 3.5 sacks, he's a guy that they like rushing the quarterback most as an outside linebacker, and that they could give him those opportunities, which forced Paul Kruger, as we saw the few times in the Ravens game, to cover. And I think after seeing him cover, he will now be rushing a little bit more.
Absolutely, and I think we'll see. They're going to move him back to that traditional rush linebacker spot, which will be good to see. Actually, just saw Paul Kruger down there in the cafe, and he is in good spirits, looking forward to a big game. He's like, it's going to be fun to get after Peyton Manning.
It always is.
Yeah, why not? We already talked about him. 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by the good folks, the great folks, really, at Liberty Ford. Let's go to Joe on his cell. Joe, welcome.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, man.
I was just wondering, out of those 13 playoff losses for Peyton Manning, how many of those came at the hands of Tom Brady? Because I think if it wasn't for Tom Brady, he'd have, you know, 5-6 more wins and maybe one or two more Super Bowls.
Yeah, but there was Tom Brady. Larry Legend was going out there against, you know, Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan, and those guys were all going against each other in that era. You got Troy, you know, sure. I know that that's part of it for sure, but you got to find a way. If you're that great, you are the one who overcomes, as opposed to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick constantly overcoming.
I can agree with that. And then besides Joe Montana, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, you guys hardly ever mention is Jim Kelly. So thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, again, and I think Jim Kelly is one of the great quarterbacks of all time. But Jim Kelly, 0-4 in Super Bowls. Is it his fault? No, he was 9-4 in the playoffs outside of the Super Bowl. Going to 4 straight, a phenomenal accomplishment. But he never won the big one. So in a life on the line game, I know Scott.
I want a guy that's done it.
I want a guy that's been there.
Well, here's a question for you guys from Mr. Robinson on Twitter. Where do the old school pre-Super Bowl quarterbacks like Otto Graham fit into this discussion? You know, Otto Graham, 10 years, 10 championships from 46 to 55.
I don't know.
10 championship games.
It should be true. It's a different game. It's a different game now. You know what I mean? It's a different game.
Is it much that different? I know what it is. But is the, you know, the Marino, the Kelly, the Boomer Esiason, the Montana, the Steve Young, that era that much different? Or do you still consider those guys? Because you have.
No, I don't think that era is that much different.
Okay.
I mean, it is in terms of the stats and the numbers and the times people are putting the ball in the air and the spread,
right,
for the formations, et cetera. But in terms of those guys being, you know, playing in NFL where passing was still king, you know, I know that there was more emphasis on running then, but it was still king. It wasn't like back in the day where, you know, a lot of running and, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if you could even say that Otto Graham could translate into the modern NFL. I don't know if you could.
It's an interesting discussion. He does have the quality of leadership, certainly, and the big game elevation ability. It's just a question of whether or not you trust him to run a 21st century offense.
Yeah, I don't know. Jim Brown translates. I think Jim Brown could run the football in any era. I just think it's a little bit different when you get to the quarterback position, given what needs to be. And when you look at these guys, you know, out of the guys that have 10 playoff wins, the only one that is from a different era or two. You got Terry Bradshaw from the 70s and Roger Staubach from the 70s. That's it. Everybody else is you know, modern era on that have won 10 games in the playoffs.
Right.
Flacco, Roethlisberger, Peyton, Aikman, Favre, Elway, Montana, Brady. So, I don't know. Something interesting, something to think about. Let's go to Anthony in California. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Nate? What's going on, Matt?
Not too much, brother. How are you?
I'm fine. You know what, Nate? I think I got to agree with you. I think Peyton Manning is a good quarterback, but he simply is a choke artist. He won one ring. You know what? Even Kurt Warner came in with the Rams, and he was already old and won a ring. So if you want to say that about – anybody want to say that about Peyton Manning, come on. I mean, look at Kurt Warner. Let's not forget, he's got one ring too, and he did it with the Rams, and he came back with the Cardinals and came up short. So – I don't know. So other than that, Peyton Manning, he's good, but the dude chokes. I think the losing has taken a toll on him over the years. He lost the Super Bowl against Russell Wilson. You know, he lost last year in the playoff again, and his brother's ahead of him, and he doesn't know if he's probably going to get that ring. So also, losing can take a toll, and he's getting old. So I like Peyton Manning, but I think he's just his time is gone. That's it. But I'll hang up and let you guys speak. Thanks.
You got it. Thank you very much for the call. Love our guy out in California, Anthony, bringing it right there. Peyton Manning, again, and I know people, one of the greatest to ever play the game. And in my opinion, the greatest regular season quarterback of all time.
Yes.
But, and I know it's a team game, and I know there are 22 guys that start for your team. And then, yeah, in special teams, maybe there are 30 guys that are core players week in and week out. It comes down to the quarterback. And for a guy like Peyton, for as good as he is, for having home field advantage as often as he did in the playoffs, which I'm pretty sure was every time that he was in the playoffs, he was a one or two seed.
Yes.
To have a losing record,
Yeah, I get it, man. I get it. And that's why you point your finger somewhere else.
Maybe the best mental quarterback of all time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Could be the best mental quarterback. Tom Brady's got to be up there, too. Drew Brees has got to be up there. And that really is more the modern era quarterback. Joe Montana, yes, but a simpler game then. But the guy, just phenomenal. And the fact, put it this way, when you watch Peyton Manning recently and you watch him on Sunday, there aren't many people that could continue to play at a high level like Peyton Manning when his physical skills are so deteriorated.
Right.
And that's a credit to what he does in the mental aspect of things in the National Football League. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. And people talking about Peyton Manning, the career coach, our guy, Real Xavier P., a man among gods. They're like, listen, what is the deal? You're talking about, you know, can Tom Brady beat Bill Belichick? I don't know. We don't have to see it. We know they're together and they've won four Super Bowls together. They've gotten to six of them. It is, you know, Peyton Manning's record is what it is. The bottom line. And he said, I don't understand how you praise Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly's great, but I don't want Jim. I said, I don't want Jim Kelly. I said, he's not even in the consideration. He's never won the big game. So it's just an interesting discussion. But what we really want to talk about is, are the Browns going to go out there and beat Peyton Manning? That's what I want to know. I think they can do it.
I think
it's going to be a low-scoring game when it all is all said and done. I think
just like the Raiders game last week for the Broncos?
Yes, and that's the way that you can beat them.
17.
It was an ugly game. Yeah, I don't even know. I'm not sure the Raiders. Did the Raiders get in the end zone?
Yeah, I believe so.
Denver did with a defensive touchdown
only.
They did not score an offensive touchdown in that game. Yeah, I think it could be a game similar to that, and that's how you have to beat this team. You look at the Baltimore Ravens, who had the opportunity to win. It was a 16-10 game, so they did get in the end zone one time. Derek Carr found Marcel Reese, the fullback, Pro Bowl fullback, for a touchdown in that one. That's how you got to beat this team. You look at this Broncos team, and you go through on a game-by-game recap, 19-13 they beat the Ravens, 31-24 they beat the Chiefs in that Monday night game, 24-12 over the Lions, 23-20 over the Vikings in a game in which they had 7 sacks, 16-10 over the Raiders. It's going to be a low-scoring game, and it's got to be. If it's a high-scoring game, I don't think the Browns are going to be able to match points against that defense.
I agree with that. That is fact. We're gonna have our time to shine in this football game and use what we've done thus far with Josh McCown and our diversity and our weapons as an advantage, but that defense is going to have its downs too. probably more so than we will offensively. It's who's, you know, who strikes at the right time.
Exactly.
Is going to be the key factor.
Absolutely. All right, when we come back, we're going to continue the phone calls. Call your shot with us, 216-578-0850. We will also hear some sound from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, from the Mike Pettine Coaches Show last night out at Razzles in Olmsted Falls. We had a great time out there. Next time we go on remote, hope you come out and see us. Travis Coons, TFC, was in the house last night. It was a blast out there. We'll hear from the head coach of the Browns when we return right after this.